No, it's pretty rich.
Malka? Hello? Hello? Malka? Malka? Malka.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think he's on yet, Jasmine.
No, I've been on since 10 minutes ago, and
okay.
You and me, I guess.
Okay. Do you want to teach the class?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Yeah, of course. But I don't know if it's going to come.
Do what?
I don't know if it's coming to the class, Hanok.
Oh, I don't know. Should we wait a few more minutes?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Might as well.
We'll wait until 9:15.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna go mute, okay?
Me too.
All right.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Did everybody else go away because I'm so late?
I don't know. They may have.
Well, there's still people on, so we can go forward. I do apologize for being late. I got caught up in something and lost track of the time.
Okay.
Please join me in singing the Abacoa. Anatakoa Yudula Chimimha Tati Kurura Alpetisatsadi Kabel Rina Amasagvegdin Sahare. Supre Shayan, Sintet Nun. Nagi Bor, Torshe Yaku, Kiva,
Lam,
Dalit, Yud Kashin, Barhen Sahare, Yakabe, Kitkaka. Kasin Kadosh Biro Tucha Nael Adatecha Hetzibet Tet Nunayim Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Penei Zofrei Kiddushatecha Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Ta'alumo Shin Kufav Tzadi Yotta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation. We will utilize the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Vefanu, Erech Apayim, Virav Chesed Ve'emet, Nosechesed la'alabim, Boseawon wa'fesha, V'chata'al v'nakei. We're now going to connect to the energy of certainty by studying a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. From Parasha Yitro, it's Pasuk 29. And I will start with the L'shem Yechud. L'shem Yechud, Kudsha Barichu, Ishkinte, Bibkilu, Urkimu, Urkilu, Urkilu, Urkimu. L'yakta, L'shem, Yudhe, Bavavhe, L'yichuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, L'imud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananeihu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekam Atar Tane Nan Dekutsha Berichu Komad Leila Wittata Kolaihu Kishot Yovada Dikshot, Velei Lach Mila Me Alma, Givae Barnash, Vedach Yaleya, Mine Yala Hanhaga. Peyachilana. Dehakulu Ovada. Bishot Inun. Wikola Ixterich. Be Alma. We're now going to connect to the energy of the year 5778, this current year. That energy is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. The verse that we are going to study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon, vayichal vayavo, hamelech liroto, vayomer Amnon, el hamelech tavo, natamar achoti, udlabez le'ene shete levivot v'evre, miada. The second verse that has this energy is from Psalms. It's chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Ketz. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Katati odiacha, wavoni lokisiti, amarti ode alekif shai, ladonai ohewahi, viata nasata, awom katati stela. The year 5777 has the energy of the goats, the year of the goats. There are also two verses that connect to this energy. The first verse that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katsipor oyevai sinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create Satsuki Ak, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we have Bir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to the year of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, and the letters of that name are separated by seven letters each. Kim va'adonai yo'hewahe Elohechem tadivaku kasher atutem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776, known as the year of the pause, again has two verses that have this energy. The first verse that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'yulimat v'lo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot v'yehaskun achechem ha'levim ad kelo tamlacha v'ad yitkachu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei levav lehitkadesh. May HaKohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into 8 names of God. Adonai, Yohewahe, Lalahe, Wawawa, Yolayo, Alame, Hey, Yaka'a, Rekaha. The second verse that connects to the year 5776 is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. This energy is the same, that of the pause. Bifu Vadonai Yohewahe Ade Ad Kivya Yohewadonai Yohewahe Sur Olami. The year 5775, there are 3 verses that connect to its energy, which is swallowing death forever. The first verse that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next, we study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru Udu Mikol Hamachagoyam Asher Yitbatchabe Sham Wishavtem Eli El Napo Wehalachti Idhem Wehayaim Yeshno Varetz Vichipasti Oto Bakal Alfe Yehuda. And the third verse also comes from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Tegelo lametza yobed roav yomru ayo. The year 5774, the year of peace in the Middle East, is the energy. There's only one verse that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom leamili Israel untati vishakan tahta vilo yergaz od vilo yosivu v'nei avla asher barishona. We're now going to connect to the energy of the 72 names of God. Because I was late, we won't say the letters out loud, but we will scan the rows. And I will say the row number so that we stay connected in unity. Row 1. Row 2, row 3, row 4, row 5, row 6, row 7, row 8, and row 9. Now for the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. We will utilize the same manner. Row 1. Row 2. Row 3. Row 4. Row 5. Row 6. Row 7. Row 8. Row 9. Tonight is the 27th night, day of Adar. There are no tzaddikim who left this day. When that happens, we recommend that you connect to those tzaddikim that we don't know what is their hilulah, what is the date that they left the world. So there are two males that are mentioned in the Chumash that we don't have an exact date for their leaving. The first one is Seth ben Adam, the third son of Adam and Chava. And according to the Midrash, Seth was the first human being who lived on the terrestrial plane, on the terrestrial physical world. Cain and Abel, Adam and Eve, were created or born in the spiritual realm, but then thrust into the physical. But Seth was conceived and brought forth in the physical world. The other male is Shem ben Noah. Shem ben Noah is the forefather of Abraham, the forefather of Isaac. Essentially, the children of Israel all came through the firstborn son of Noah, whose name was Shem. The females who left are the sisters of the daughters. They are all sisters, but they were the daughters of Zelophehad, or Zelophehad. And he was the man who tested whether he would die on Shabbat by working on Shabbat. And because he died, it was unclear to Moses whether his daughters inherited from him. The first, the eldest, was Mahla, the daughter Bat Zelophehad. Next comes Noah, Bat Zelophehad. The third is Hogla, Bat Zelophehad. The fourth is Milcah, Bat Zelophehad. And the fifth, Tirzah, Bat Zelophehad. Then there are some concealed tzaddikim that we don't know the exact day they left. They're more recent. One is Rabbi Yechiel Ashkenazi, the son-in-law of the Baal Shem Tov. Shlomo Cohen Rabinovich. He was a tzaddik who lived in the pre-war Poland. A female, a very famous female, because she's written in the Talmud, one of the few women mentioned in the Talmud, is Bruria bat Rabbi Chaninya ben Peradion. Rabbi Chanina was a martyr, one of the 10 martyrs whose death is read about on Tisha B'Av. And she married the Tana, a famous Rabbi Meir, the student of the heretic. Of the four who entered the Pardes, who entered the orchard, one died, one went crazy, one became a heretic, and only Rabbi Akiva entered and exited in peace. Buria's husband, Rabbi Meir, was the one student of this heretic. We do know his name, but we don't mention it. The Talmud always relates to him, refers to him as the heretic. Rabbi Meir refused to give up on his teacher and constantly strived to bring him back to the fold of the children of Israel. As the last tzaddik and tzaddeket that I would mention, tzaddikim actually, is known as the wife and the two sons of Rabbi Abraham Elimelech Perlo of the Stolen Karlin. Court is the term that the Hasidim utilize. And the eighth verse of the Anabba Koach, we say in a whisper. Today's class is a Tikkuni Zohar class. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. That matrix is, when you get to the matrix, go scroll down to the last row, the second column from the left. It says the Tikkuni Zohar landing page. Please open up that page, and when you get there, scroll down to where it says Section 27, A and B. I believe that is class number 25. And as our pattern, we will say the Aramaic letters, words, and then we will do the English translations. Tikune tar yisar, bereshit me'amar kedama, tikola kalila me'aser amron, v'yayahi lev elokim, v'yovada divreshit, samach alev divarit esh. Uma stara dishmala atai hivat piyayahi givura esha somaka uhinda bilavat eshumashi hawa misatra tileyua misitra dileya Mamash v'yamai itgaliyo le'ya besana v'yachza'a. V'havit v'duchta b'en ha'kotzein v'im kolda v'haseina. Aninu hakal begin shushanim beinun b'naha b'anon Yisrael b'halo ityadin L'mechav V'galuta Bein Erev Rav V'inun Tutsim V'daihu Razaki A'ashikola V'kol B'chagoyim Asher Hadachatich Shamaliyotcha Lo Ashechala Avzeleya Agara Vikola Nadishkinta Iyehi Levat Esh Bein Akotsim Vinun Hayavaya Tadechakin Lishkinta v'Yisrael agradiya lechom kola nafka shekinta kola mebeinu v'yate tantan v'geina v'dayihu agra v'kola dochaka Vayefarok lon min galota begina veduchaka bim galuta v'erev rav v'li Yisrael mimahar lon borkana urfin dilachon me'achve Lonely Israel, poor Kana, Beginda, Ichaze Leia, Le Moshe Bilvat, Eshmatoch, Hasinan, Begoy Tovin, Kad, Itkariv, Tamin, Le Machaze, Ovada Damar, Leya HaKadosh Beruch Hu El Tekarav Palom Shtel Ma'alich Hakeim Ramaz De'it Pashat Min Gufa Diliya Sivu Ne'al Gabay Gufa Achara De'it Lavash Tad it kariv v'it man diyama v'im hu itaya v'kola kashot da v'da v'kein achze leya v'vei machdasha v'ayehi b'neina v'varnash b'atid v'it charava Vayit b'nei zimanei achara al yadad kutsha barichu adahu dikir divarim leg meona al ki kadem v'kativ shemot Ketvav mekada kadish Hashem Konenau yodicha Gedol yehi Yehaya kavod havayv abayit Azeh ha'acharon Min ha'reshion Begin deitmar Bo v'yani achaya Lenaim Hashem Tomat Esh Saviv Itmar Beve Mikadisha Bona Yerushalayim Hashem Vaitmar Hatem Legabe Adam Vaiven Hashem Elaukim Et Hatzala Asher lekach min ha'adam da ha'kama vayavaya el modah de em saita de raga de moshe de haitzala ayuhu vadai kalat moshe vi alvat mare vayira elein malach Hashem balvat esh seihi bat yechida demina nafik nechaura dior raita kegavna da itmar ut patach ut rayaho et hayaled vetariyahu Da shakinta de hawa. The key begaina miad it ut chavol. The alava da hood bevaki. Wow. Uvat chaino mean. O valim betachanunim. V'day l'kayma uvar chamin gadulim. Ak zvatzich V'hai zimna kol hayavin, Yitaron v'tala v'yoafin, Metzah v'tzafin, v'ashir l'kabela, V'reita v'chado, V'gitna gona l'kabala, V'udut kedoshin machak tan, Dainun kadosh 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 v'gomer v'ayit kadosha patoch ma'asara v'kadoshin inun nasitra dechakama v'ayuhu yakadesh Yisrael la'yirashit Tavuot reishit vaday umat beriyakin v'sheva birachon misitra b'ayame al aliyah b'ayahi barka v'ala itmar l'chaniyach Racha el baitach, v'sheva barakam, inun v'shachirit, shetim lefaniya, v'yachat l'acharaya, uva'aravayat, shetim lifneya, shetim l'acharaya, Vayin nun sheva safirin v'kdekol ilchatlan v'chatan v'kol avada iyehu Shema Yisrael v'gomar ha-hakad kedusha uvirka v'yechod v'ahu zimna itara David Bekinur Dayahu Menagin Me'alim Liyu V'yashira Mi'ei Nigunin D'damaya V'yasharei V'da Bereshit The English translation. What is the red fire, Gibura, and what is the heart of the flame, and what is Moshe from the side of the Levites? All of these symbols are speaking about the refinement of consciousness. The initial utterance is set forth in purification, acting upon the darkness and void, and bringing into view the something out of nothing. Moshe had the same task with Israel to reveal the whole of the unity while purifying them of their Egyptian experience of separation so that they would be able to leave. The heart of the fire is its essence, which is the utmost in terms of refinement, of purification. As an unwritten commentary, this is what's happening in our generation. The heart of the fire is being purified. But we don't realize it. Continuing to read. Shekinah is the epitome of purification, because when she arises all around are cleansed of impurities. Israel is the sum total of our aspirations, our thoughts of holiness. Now in exile, these thoughts are in the midst of the mixed multitude, meaning the klipot, or the shells of awareness, that remain disconnected from the sense of attachment to the unity. What the wicked or errant thoughts do by oppressing Israel is to drive her towards the Shekhinah, which then gathers up the dispersed of Israel. Now, when Israel is not sorely pressed, they become absorbed by the mixed multitude and are unaware of their exile. That's where we are in our generation today. Continuing to read. Therefore, what Moshe must do is remove the body of the mixed multitude prior to approaching the burning bush, or his connection with the Shekhinah, and subsequently HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The temple being spoken of is our awareness of the unified field within our own vantage point of consciousness. All outer temples pale in comparison to this inner temple that is built to be our own recognition, our acceptance of the eternal. So Adam or man is built by Chachma, by the wisdom of his awareness of the unified field, the rib, which is the bride, that is the Shekhinah, is man's identification with spirituality. The boy is crying because of the lack of connection. He is seeking the unity. It is only through the Shekhinah that their cries are answered and their supplications listened to in order to open the gates to the unified field, even to triumphing over past patterns that have blocked this access. The chayot represent the connecting links. It is they who prepare themselves for the connections, wherein the entire flow is integrated above to below via the 10 sephirot. The sanctification takes place because all 10 are united as one, which is the result of the first instance of unification, which is the image and its reflection. Thus, 7 blessings prepare or frame the way for holiness. The place of union between bride and groom is the sending forth of blessings, in this case from below, from Malchut to up, to Chesed, these 7 sephirot, which then arouse the above, or the higher mother, Bina, so that she vibrates in sympathy and with these blessings from below. This in turn enervates the entire 10 sephirot. So unity is one. All of this is therefore the actions of Bereshit. Tikkun 13. Bereshit Shem Ashrei Vezeh Hu Ashrei Ha'ish There is Asherah as part of the letters of Bereshit. And this is from Psalm 1:1, happiness. Asherah is the man. And this is, I am that I am, Echiye Asher Echiye. And this is the head of all heads. There it is in the essential building block of creation, Bereshit. The happiness of man is his own acceptance of I am that which I am. How does this happen? As suggested by the text above, this takes place via the transformation of consciousness, via the connecting links established by the Shekhinah. In this sense, the Shekhinah may be considered an innate response to holiness that is awakened when man approaches the unified field. And it was said, the head upon thee, thy head upon thee is like the camel, like the Carmel, and it is the tefillin of the head, and the hair of thy head like purple. This is the tefillin of the hand, and therefore is the daughter praised with happiness. The Hebrew word is Asher. That's the end of section 27A. Does anyone have any questions? I will comment trying to get back to Tikkun 13. I just want to make clear that the letters of Asherah, Aleph, Shin, Resh, Yud, are all in the word Bereshit. Left over, when we look at the word Asherah within Bereshit, is the letters Bet and Tav, or Bat, daughter. So Bereshit is the same, has the same essence and energy as the daughter of happiness, Bat Asherah. And this is very true. When you start something, when you do that first action of creation, you are generally happy.
Yeah.
Section 27B in the Aramaic. Tikune Tolisar Bereshit Tamin Ashrei Vidaihu Ashrei Haesh Layahu Echie Asher Echie Resha Vi Alitmar Reshich Alich Hakaramel Vida Tefilin Viresha V'dilat reishit kargamin dat filin dayad uvaya mishpachin levat v'hai ashrei v'hadahu diktiv v'yashrei ki ashrona benut man zaki via Allah. Tamin asher lo talich v'yatzat reshaim dayehi yatza v'yesha besatra v'yatz hadat tov v'ra uvadarich hatzi ayam lo amyad man derech atayim ahiya marba kein derech ash esha isha beni apat akalal machata heya udgomar uva moshav latim lo yashel man moshav betzim dalaliyat ta'amin diya rav rav dayahi matmaya hinada bumoshva v'kein arava rav me'tameyan b'moshvam Sayotavin Benihu Shinada Umandi Itzavak Bahai Ashrei Deihu Kitara Reisha Dioraita Itmar Bea Bahai Akeet Shitol Alpalaga Mayin da etz chayim Tayit mar beya Bialahu lo Yavol Behay de kona Demada mea danina Beshira da hakama Shir yud vatalat Yudin inun yud 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 Veinun resha Sofa Deem saita Deat yud Vayanun ramezin Vishma satim Dayahu yud ke vav ke Me vayilen Telat shavat Shavach David Malka Levarata Demilka Hadahu Diktiv Tehilim 121 Shir Malot Lamed Mealot Inun Vedai Inun Telatin Dargin Divachon Bereta Salka legabe avba Bechamish Simin Sekanor Seinun machamash Chamesh Al tarot Daik dakir Chamesh Zemanin Hashem Bechai Mizmor Tad Ezrei Mayam Hashem Bet Hashem Shomerit Gimel Hashem Tzalik Dalet Hashem Ish Merach Mikael Ra Hashem Ishmar Tzatik Uvo Ich Uvachom Malka Amar Nata Malka Legabe Kola Tehali Korlich Bat Galim Bat Asrei Gala Galim Desalik Bechon Yudke Vavke Beashara Mineg Negaudin Uva Rava Avin de Salik Nun de Nun Yudke Valke Na Yud Ha Valhe Yud He Valhe Bashir Peshot Tafo Masholash Merova Dayahu Yudke Valke Dekolo Salake Kagile Yama Begale Yama Deli Allah Inun Asira Gilgalin Vialaihu Itmar Yadiyu Galila Zehav Mamolaim Betara Shesh Betarin Deroin Devarcha Varta Ruchon Shit Paragin Linun Shit Zargin Bekor Saya Shesh Beolaot Bekise Bekad Salik Vabechon Gitaron Begabe Bekabalah Lea Sherafin Begadafaihu Adahu Dittiv Yisheyehi Vav Shorfim Omdim Memala Lo Shesh Kadafim Begomar Umayan Vesalik Al Gadafaihu Uvrach Vechonihu Vav Kalil Shit Kavin Yehuda Shemash Yisrael Uginea Itmar Kiyo Hashemayim V'gomar V'kad Salka Bereita Salka Betarin Tiroo Deinun Chesed Ugzura Vivahon Shid Barakin Dayahi Vav Viraza Vimila Jamalam Sahat Lerosh Leroshi Umyaminu Saka Vakavatni Sad Salka I Nun Na Behai Kaya Kafayan Shir Salka Beshit Tevin Dinun Shema Yisrael Begomal Bekad Nechata Nechata Beshit Inun Beroch Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto Leolam Waed Ungin Kona Kad Salik Salik Beshit Bekad Marik Bayech Mayech Bashit Vialaihu Itmar Shokiryu Amodi Shesh Tezra Galgalin Inun Yuddeh Nun Lekabel Eser Atzvadarin Bevatin Benu Yona Hamesh Bechamesh Vinun Hashem Disalkin Ve Beshit Bragin Vihu Vav Beya Salkin Vun Chatin Vihu Kegavna Disalim Deit Mar Beya Behena Shalem Metzav Arta Begomar Bena Ha'ana Malake Alifk Alafkin Alim Berir Dayim Bo Bekola Yudke Vavke Yudke Vavke Yud Yad Vedavid Menagin Biyad Vav Iyuhu gufa gedafo Hashem resha diilaya Yebet ya Talik kala denakona Yad Vayahu. Vayahi Yahi. Menaraita. Hashem Hashem Yisha Alisha. Banem and Oran Mitzahatat. The Gomar. Vav Yemono Rabim Sai Ner Al Reshia Pajarea Beet Vav Eat Avid Zion Veraza Demila Yehu Yehru Shivat Zanarot Kabel Mino Rata Vayahi Yoshit Tani Minarata Vayinun Hashem Hashem Shit Vavin Razad Mila Shavaa Vashivaa Motsafot Ad Salkin Leyad Yahu Yutke Vazke, Yutke Vazke, Vidaihu Vidavid, Venegin, Viad, Yad, the Kabel, Yad, the Salki, Hashem Zeera, Bait, Vav, Uvatar Saliki, Salik, Vav, Bet, Vav bi shit zemanin aser ad salik v'shatin v'inun atvam sadavakot v'kariyat shema v'vaginayu itmar kol hamishin v'yuach bein hadavakim mitnanin. Section 27b in English. The raising of the daughter is the acknowledgement of the flowing of the Shekinah. There is a connection between head and hand, whereby our actions proceed from our intention, and both are bringing forward the Shekinah into our awareness. In order to connect with the Shekhinah, our thoughts literally have to exist above the mundane thoughts of others. They have to be free in order to have the wings to rise above in their connections. Anything which detracts from this freedom brings down the level of awakening to the point where our perception is then limited and cannot perceive holiness. Unwritten comments. If we don't keep our thoughts on Hashem and the Shekhinah, if we don't keep our thoughts above, we will never maintain our connection. Our thoughts become like a tree that always has access to holiness. When we cling to the tree of life or the perceptions of holiness that it represents, our sustenance is then continuous and indeed endless. This song is one of aspiration, whereby the melodies make the pathways above for the words to ascend through. Even there in the divine name, this holiness shines forth, then in harmony with the aspirant songs of praise. Praises are the pathways of holiness that we ascend. We learn that there are 30 levels corresponding to the 30 degrees, or one-tenth of a circle, whereby the daughter Shekhinah ascends to the father, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. the number 30 degrees, or the one-tenth of a circle, is talking about this, the level of Malchut. And the 30 degrees exist as the tree of life in its full complement of 10 sephirot on the right, 10 sephirot on the left, and 10 sephirot in the middle. The harp of David that plays by itself sounds out its praises and affirmations with each of its five strings in demonstration of the unity that exists in the harmony of song. Each string vibrates in sympathy with these praises. It is via the essence of vibration that the sense of 10 sephirot are to be understood in terms of how they relate to one another and how the Shekhinah travels up and down, mirroring the wheels of the Chayot and outlining Zeranpin, which describes the steps to the throne. This is the operation of thought. See how thoughts are the connections via which the wings of holiness are brought about in the acceptance of thought and the unification of holiness. It is Vav that is the connection throughout the tree of life. This Vav is a symbol of the six words of the Shema, that is the ultimate realization of connection and is its primary source of awakening. It is the channel of holiness that comes into being left and right, guiding thoughts into things, using both the anchors of thought and their points of connection to rise up level by level. When this song ascends, with six it is the unity that is proclaimed, and when it descends with six, it is the unity that is established. The six levels rise in pitch or vibration, designating levels of attainment. Likewise, when the pitch lowers, these levels are lowered, meaning their vibratory levels are tuned lower, giving now the appearance of more and more substantial form. The wheels represent patterns of awareness as the harmonies are struck or strummed. These six steps create a variety of harmonies, all based upon the Vav, or the connections between these steps, the Sephirot. Every level that is ascended or descended comes by the hand of David, who masters the notes on the harp, and yet it says the harp was playing by itself in another part. We rise by the intention to rise in the awareness of holiness. In a sense, it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu that plays through David. Each step is via connection, and the awareness of the highest Yud arises by the harmony that relates one level to another. The menorah now becomes the symbol of connection. Its branches, the Sephirot, and its central flame holder being Vav, with the candle on top becoming the Yud. The six branches symbolize Zeranpin, with its six Vavs, or its connecting links. Therefore, find out how the Shema places itself with consciousness to become the central connecting link. Just as the candles connect above, so too does the Shema in its letters and inner symbolism utilize the harmony of intention with holiness to produce the unity being sought after. These are the males, and females are those of the Shema, which Moses established are male. These females are of Solomon, and the house is full of those levels that are receptacles of Solomon and Moses. And when all are joined together, when connecting both words together. One is the form of another Solomon becoming Moses. One has to realize that the six, the letter Vav, the numerical number six, is the sixth Sephiroth. And one has to realize that when we say the Shema, we are bringing our consciousness into alignment. That's the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions?
Did we talk? What at 11 o'clock? You said the class would be right.
No, that is on Thursday night. No, our class is over for tonight.
Okay, I'll Thursday night. Then I'll probably have more questions to ask. I get more information.
Well, if you want to ask questions, our questions class tomorrow night is at 10 o'clock for you, Paula. The Eastern time is 10 o'clock tomorrow. We'll have questions and answers. If you want to bring
okay.
anything at question that time.
Okay, 10 o'clock tomorrow, then I'll save it for tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Shalom.
Shalom and have a good night, sweet.
Shalom.
You too. Shalom to all.
Thank you.
Have a beautiful evening.